أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فهجر صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed Allah تبارك وتعالى's command to our Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم قم فأنذر, stand up and warn the people, those who have not accepted Iman and Islam, warn them about the consequences of the ill doings, the kufr, the disbelief, etc. We discussed that to warn has a great degree of love, compassion and also concern. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the second command, wa rabbaka fakabbir. O Muddathir, O you who are wrapped in the mantle, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, glorify the greatness of Allah bari ta'ala. To glorify the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one simple application of it is to say Allahu Akbar. Now here is a command from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the application of this command, we will find that in our namaz, in our salat, one takbir, which is the takbir-e-ula, that is when we lift our hands at the very beginning and say Allahu Akbar, that the ulama have stated is compulsory, it is farz in the salat. And then we will find the other takbirs in the salat, one movement from one posture to another, Allahu Akbar. This is how our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam executed this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that one posture to another, one movement to another, a person is continuously saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further taught us that when we are going up a hill or we are ascending, whether it is stairs or anything else, then we will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is that repetitive command that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. This is how he showed us the application of this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that no matter how high a person may ascend, he may ascend the highest mountain on this world, he may go in an aircraft that can go the highest ever, but Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and a person can never acquire or achieve any greater than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is greater than everything else. That is the one aspect of wa rabbaka fakabbir, that to celebrate the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by saying Allahu Akbar. Another aspect of it that we find in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we find it replete in the Quran Sharif, is to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only to say Allahu Akbar, it is meritorious, it is a dhikr, it is thawab, everything is in its place, but also to remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to remind others about the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was sitting with Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began discussing the contents of the scriptures of the past, what came down to the various anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed what had come down to Khalilullah Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Now amongst the many advices that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, was one advice amongst them, was that to contemplate the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. To think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That when we see all this happening around us, the sunrise and the sunset, the day setting in, the night setting in. Is this not a sign and a token of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, showing us the qudrat and the power of Allah, that there is no other hand, there is no other being, there is no other power that has a hand in this, but this is only the power and the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Now, when we look at these two ayats, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, one is to warn others, and for our own self to take heed, remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and celebrate the greatness of Allah. Because when we invite people towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, we are expected to link them to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And obviously, if ourselves, we are not linked to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how are we going to call others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So both are imperative factors for us. One is to do the work of da'wat, to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to warn people of the consequences of the ill, the wrongs, the disbelief. But together with that, we should never forget ourselves, and we should also always remind ourselves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness. Just to complete this about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, may be very pertinent to us all, especially in this month of Ramadan. One advice Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is take out some time, and then make that exclusive with a dialogue with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Exclusively speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we lift our hands and we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and keep this exclusive between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst those that will be under the arsh, or under the shade of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, will be that person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliyan, that there is nobody else but him and Allah. And then he makes dua to Allah. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fafazat ayna, and then his eyes begin to tear. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.